is Dr. Stephen, STEPHEN, Palajack, PALAJAC, Dictating Progress Note on Patient Saretha, that's SEARETHA, Denson, DENSON, for follow-up foot care at the home. Subjective, the patient is greeted at home for follow-up diabetic foot care. Patient states her blood sugar is 162 this visit. Patient has a history of foot ulcerations. Patient presents with multiple ulcerations, both feet. Patient also complains of elongated, thick, and symptomatic toenails times 10. Patient has had a previous referral to a Dr. Kevin Nolan, vascular specialist, regarding her multiple ulcerations on her feet. Patient states she has not made an appointment or seen the doctor since our last visit. Measures are taken to re-refer the patient to Dr. Kevin Nolan, vascular specialist, for follow-up treatment of patient's vascular status and ulcerations. Objective. Patient presents with multiple bilateral foot wounds. Foot wound number one, patient presents with a left great toe dorsal IPJ wound. This wound is open, covers across the width of the great toe, presents with dry, the wound presents as a dry wound bed with some necrotic base, the necrotic tissue at the base of the wound. No purulent drainage, no localized cellulitis or swelling presented at this wound site. Patient is presented without a bandage or current treatment method. Wound number two is the left second toe proximal interphalangeal joint dorsal corn. Wound number three is the left fifth metatarsophalangeal joint preulcerative abrasion. Wound number four is the right fifth metatarsophalangeal joint wound, which is opened, dry wound bed, with necrotic fluffy tissue at the base, no current treatment on this wound. Wound number five is the right first metatarsophalangeal joint medial aspect. There is a dark spot. It is not an open wound, but a preulcerative condition. And wound number six is a left heel callus. History of an open wound at that site. No open wound this visit, but there's a positive dry, scaly callus cap. None of the wounds present with a sign of infection. The open wounds are currently not treated. A dermatologist exam continues to reveal the toenails are elongated, thick, and discolored, and dystrophic with positive subungual debris, 1 through 5, bilaterally. Assessment, diabetes myelitis with complications of neuropathy, complications of peripheral vascular disease. Edema, onychomycosis, open wounds times 2, hyperkeratotic lesions, multiple abrasions, and calluses. Treatment plan, examination and evaluation of the patient. The open wounds were cleansed and mechanically debrided to patient tolerance. Silvadine ointment was applied to the base and surface of the wounds, and they were covered with a dry, clean bandage. Patient was instructed to repeat this process daily or sooner if the bandages become soiled. The nails were debrided 1 through 5 bilaterally. Calluses were debrided, as previously noted. The patient was instructed and given the phone number to Dr. Kevin Nolan, instructed to make an appointment with the doctor as soon as possible for further vascular workup and evaluation to help resolve these open wounds. Patient tolerated the visit and was instructed to call the office if the wounds regress, any signs of infection regarding pulmonary drainage, swelling, discharge of any kind, redness, or heat, or elevation in blood sugar. Patient is also encouraged to follow up with Dr. Kevin Nolan. Patient tolerated the visit. This information was related to Dr. Klein. We will follow up with this patient in 8 weeks or sooner if condition worsens. End dictation on patient Sarita Denson, 1/25/2013.